items mentioned in What's for Sale are those of the original poster. This segment is in no way an endorsement of any items, products, or people, and we take no responsibility for the products, prices, or services provided. Shop smart, shop safely online. What's for Sale is powered by Adult and Teen Challenge Super Thrift. Discover what makes us super.
Friday, and it's a special edition of What's for Sale. This is where we check out Marketplace and find the items that stand out and make us say, wow, let's share that one. Hello, Candy. Hello, John.
Hi.
I want to begin by just Derek texted and said, please tell me one of you has the toilet. Does someone have one?
I have one too, but I don't need
to. Is it a certain color?
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Derek, your prayers have been answered. There we have it. I guess if one of you wants to start with
I'm good. I'll leave that to John.
John, would you like to start the program
off? I never start.
Okay, well, how about I start?
I'll start.
No, Candy, you.
Yeah, okay.
Notice how this was not prepared. Go ahead, Candy.
All right, so I was excited when you came up with the whole summer edition. It made me actually look a little bit more deeper into the finds of the Facebook Marketplace.
Were we really doing that? Because I don't know if
that's what you've been saying all week.
That's
summer edition.
Yes.
So I found something really cool. It is a 7-foot water slide.
Oh, I saw that too.
Water slide with steps and all.
Does it come with the tree growing through it?
No.
I looked at it and went, well, it's got a tree growing on it. It's a little unused.
Now, the question, though, yes, it could be used in the water if you have a pool, but could it not just be used like a standstill as a slide?
I would think so.
Could it? It's got the steps and everything.
I don't know. I think that would be cool.
$750 slide, though. Look at how tall it is.
$750.
Okay, wait a second. Now, here we go. Watch. Okay. Watch this.
How tall do you think that is? There is 7 steps.
No, it's not the question. Because the Ferris wheel at the CLE is 1,000 feet
high. I'm going to say this is about 12 feet high.
Oh, my gosh. How high is that fence back there? Legally, it's 6 feet.
Maybe
6.5. It's 12 feet high.
12 feet high.
She has no depth.
The Ferris wheel is 1,000 feet.
Well, it had to be at least 1,000 feet.
Okay. Did anyone come across a chipmunk castle?
I did, but that's okay.
You guys.
Go ahead. I've got some commentary on it.
Please use it. Go ahead.
All right. For sale on the marketplace is a chipmunk castle. And the description is, we have a cool bird chipmunk house. It's heavy to pick up. Fun for kids to feed Chippy. $40 on the marketplace.
Please describe some of the architecture.
Well, it's like a big lighthouse, right?
Well, it's like a lighthouse, yeah, but...
With pieces of wood.
And rocks.
Branches.
Concrete.
No.
So my description would have started with, look, kids, if you ever want to hang out with some rodents that carry disease and let them crawl all over your deck, why not build them a castle?
That's a good one.
Well, so that you can,
and then now somebody's
going to
text and say, John, we have chipmunks crawling all over. That's great. They're still a rodent.
I
do love the windows that they have provided for
them. And that was my other description. Why not let the chipmunk go to the upstairs of this wonderful castle where there's windows and probably 900 degrees?
If you don't want
the chipmunks anymore, just close the door.
Terrible.
I was shocked at the price because it has concrete. I thought this would go for at least $100.
Yeah, 40 is a deal.
But the viewing deck up top is like remarkable.
The viewing deck.
Eliminate the chipmunks in your yard by using this open and door closed castle.
I'm pretty sure it has like a solar light too, so it will light
it
up.
Well, I noticed that it does have a bathroom and a spare bedroom.
Yeah.
Power up your chipmunk castle with the solar.
The solar panel. Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh my gosh.
What's next?
All right. I'll do the toilet.
Yes.
I don't know if this is the same toilet he was referring to. For sale in the marketplace, porcelain in perfect shape, just removed from the home, this black toilet.
That's the one.
Now, this is funny because I think this might have been the toilet that was for sale a couple of months ago.
Exactly.
While it was still installed. But now at least you don't have to take it out yourself. Listen, if you got a house with a black toilet, please text us a photo because I've never been in any place that I've ever seen a black toilet. Not just black, like shiny porcelain black.
But the thing is, you have to find a sink that would match.
Yeah, everything.
Do
you really? Everything would have to match. You're right.
I disagree.
Yes. No.
Unless you want like the green tub and a pink sink. That could be a very colorful bathroom.
Oh my gosh! It's like
I would throw up in there.
Well, that's what it's for.
That's why it's black anyway, toilet.
That's fair. Okay.
But the way that it's displayed on this fella's driveway, it looks like it might be nice just on a nice asphalt driveway for sale in the marketplace for $100.
Be careful with your words, John.
I said it properly.
I know, but the
A-S-P-H.
Toilet, and then that was great. That was awesome.
Stop it.
I apologize. Come across? Do you get where I'm going with that?
No, Danny. Nobody.
I'm done.
And let's move on.
Can we talk dinosaurs? Anyone come across a dinosaur?
Yeah.
There's nothing like a good old Brachiosaurus.
Yeah. Brachia?
Yeah.
Brachia.
Those are those. Yeah, that's right. That's not what that is.
Well, it says Brachiosaurus.
No.
Oh, then someone has it wrong then? One of the long dinosaurs with the long necks, almost like a giraffe.
Brontosaurus?
Brontosaurus?
Can you Google, please, as I do this?
I will be Googling it while you can.
We are such experts at so many things.
Angela is selling a Jurassic World, according to her, Brachiosaurus. But this is the best part. In the photo, and I know this is radio, we're going to try our best. She has circled the nose of this
dinosaur. Yeah, I noticed
that.
What's that all about? Is he missing a face?
Large Jurassic World Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, it could be Brachiosaurus.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Excellent condition, minus a tiny nibble on the face from our pet bunny. Circled in the last photo.
Also a member of the rodent family.
Selling for my son. Asking $45. How
nice.
Cute. A tiny nibble has been taken.
Well, they got to sharpen their teeth.
Yes.
You know that rabbits' teeth need to be trimmed?
Do they?
Yeah.
Don't you just give them carrots and that keeps it
Sometimes they overgrow. They get cut like nails.
Oh.
Hence
the things you learn.
Yes.
The more you know. We need the more you know sound effect.
I agree with you. Yeah.
So I actually found something for you, John.
Oh, I'm always looking something. For a bargain.
You're always looking for, another job in the,
Heavy
equipment.
Yes.
So I found something for you. I think you would like it. It might be a good Saturday or Sunday adventure for you. A 1979 Caterpillar 12-foot yellow machine that I have no idea what it does.
Okay, first of all, that's a grader. And what's 12 feet on it?
It says 12.
The blade is 12 feet.
12 feet.
Not the grader.
A 12-foot grader.
It is beautiful. Is it in working condition?
It is, but it has actually, they're ready for a quick sale.
Nice.
Many new parts, LED lighting.
Wow.
It's believed to be a late 70s model.
They don't actually know.
No.
They found it in the bush and got it.
It started at $18,000.
And now?
$15,000.
Nice. Listen, if you're looking for a grader operator, I am available.
Yeah, but you can just buy this and become your own grader operator.
I could also move snow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Finally, in the marketplace, who doesn't want to live in a log cabin? As soon as I saw the description, I thought, what a place to retire.
Like a log cabin?
When can I retire? Soon.
I think of those shows, Timber Kings.
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. Well, picture that that spectacular log cabin on the lake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, the birds are chirping. Maybe a small little creek.
Crows are...
Why you got to ruin it with the crows?
Why you got to bring in the crows?
Anyway, for sale in the marketplace today, this incredible log cabin. That's right. It would make an interesting display piece. It was purchased from a very old estate in Wisconsin, said to be over 125 years old. This beautiful log cabin is 27 inches high. I need this posted on the website.
The buildup
in itself. This log cabin is at least 100 years old.
Oh, my.
It's made of... it's made of some sticks.
How tall is it?
Let's see, 27 and a half inches by 18 by 17. The door, by the way, is 10 inches by 7 inches.
All right.
So if you do need to put a tractor in there.
I have a fantastic idea.
What?
This could be the guest house to the squirrel castle.
There you go.
Nice.
And you know what? It's ventilated so they won't die like in the castle. This incredible antique log cabin could be yours. Guess the price on this baby. Please, look at the workmanship in that. It's twigs and it's
like $42.
No, I was going to say $500.
It's a little drafty, as you can see. Yep. There's some room between the sticks. For sale in the marketplace today. Could be yours. This piece of history for $150.
Oh, done. There you have it. Those are some solid finds as we head into the first weekend of summer. See, we kind of kept
the theme,
I think.
Well, I thought the log cabin would be nice for summer,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Wait, you could put the toilet in it.
Yep. Before we wrap up, Mark texted, there was a discussion about the ladder and the height of it.
Oh, yes.
Here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, and Mark says the average ladder has 1 foot between every step.
How many steps can
you? Okay, well, I got it. 1 second. One moment. Children's ladder. I need to
No, it's 15 feet high.
Well, if it's a foot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plus the slide. So that's technically eight
feet.
Steps.
So
not 12 still.
Yeah. 8.
Well, 8 was then discussed.
How long do you think the slide is? Like, how long do you think it is?
Maybe 20 feet.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's enough. I can't. Right? She can't. She like, just has no.
Directions and height.
She, directions, she still uses a GPS to get from Fort William to Port Arthur.
Mm-hmm. Bless her heart. It was the cutest thing a few weeks back. I can't remember where we were going. It wasn't far. And she goes, I'm going to have my GPS.
Oh, that was to the barbecue last Friday.
Which is near the wholesale club.
Harbor Expressway. You needed the GPS.
Yeah. No, the wholesale club.
Oh, even better.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's like 5 blocks. Oh, that's good.
Isn't that the best? I love it.
Well, she's only lived here for a couple of months. Yes. Or all of her life, one or the other.